You think Modern Family is as good as everybody says it is?
Eh, it's really good. The show is really good, but I think it's overhyped.
It really kind of is. Like, I don't think it's as big and bad as, like, everybody really is selling this as, like, the future of cinema, or the future of cinema, the future of television, but...
What is it my question is, what is it changing? It's really funny, but it's not like it does anything new.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't really tread new ground. I mean, other than the fact that it puts an openly gay couple out there.
Okay, all right, so yeah, there is that.
But
that's not going to change television.
No, it's not. I mean, we've had gay couples before. It doesn't matter.
It is a move forward for that specific area, but as far as the sitcom as a whole, no, it changes nothing.
No, it doesn't really change anything. I mean, it's a clever series.
Yeah, very much so.
It's well written. It gets a little smaltz.
It does now. Yes, Modern Family is very smaltz.
It's very sentimental. It's real sentimental at the end.
Yeah.
And I hear that Raising Hope is the same thing. Like, it's got.
I've been meaning to check that out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it, but I have heard similar things, and I want to try and give it.
Yeah, I've heard that it's not a bad show, especially for Fox. which means, of course, it's going to be canceled. But it's Modern Family, it's got that same kind of formula where it's got that very clever kind of beginning, and then at the very end, kind of has that sum up-y kind of thing.
Everything ties in very neatly, which is fine.
Yeah,
just not new. It's not innovative.
I mean, you know, Uncle Jesse was doing that with Michelle back in the day.
Yeah, so. The only thing Modern Family is missing from Full House is the guitar track at the end while everyone's learning their lesson, you know? It's
exactly
the same
right.
thing.
It is kind of the same thing.
I'm just waiting for Luke to just be, you know, how rude at some point. Or, you got it, dude. They have to throw in those homages at some point.
I like the show a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as groundbreaking as everybody says it is, especially with his mockumentary style.
Yeah. It's nothing new. It's something that's been around for such a long time. It's something that's getting really tight. It's really tired of it now, you know? So it can be as funny as it wants to be, which it still is. And I don't have any problem with it winning the Emmy last year.
Sure.
I truthfully believe it was the best comedy we had last year. Its sophomore season is still good, but it's definitely slumping a little bit. Yeah, I do. I don't think it's been able to compare to where it was last year.
Do you think there are any other comedies out there right now that kind of compete with Modern Family?
For best comedy out there right now? Mm-hmm.
30 Rock season, I don't think it's very good right now.
It's slowly getting back to where it was. It's better than season 4 was.
Yeah.
But it's not back up to where 2 and 3 were.
Definitely not. The Office is not even in the running. Let's just say that.
I was just going to skip over that show completely. How I Met Your Mother, I think, is having a very strong season.
Really?
I do.
Because Noel might have some.
I know Noel has a lot of things to say about that, but what I would actually say, which Noel and you are going to take issue with, is as of right now, Big Bang Theory is
for
this season. The addition of Amy Farrah Fowler, that character has changed the game completely for this season. Having a female Sheldon, having someone that gets him, that is just like him. Having two Sheldons on the show, it's done wonders.
I will say that of the Big Bang Theory, I saw first season. Of the Big Bang Theory that I've seen, Sheldon is the best character in the show.
Whether you like it or not, people say that about the show. He's a great. I'm so glad he finally won the Emmy last year.
Yeah, that's good for them, I guess.
It is.
I can't believe it. Really, Big Bang Theory is the best.
As where we are right now, I think Big Bang Theory. This just speaking in this year, this season, Big Bang Theory. Yes. Is the best comedy on TV.
I can't even think of any kind of. I mean, Community has been okay.
Yeah, Community. It's been good. It's and saying Community has been good is bad for them because last year Community was great.
Right.
It was always hilarious. It hit all the time. It was fantastic. Community being good isn't gonna cut it.
No, it's not. And that might be bad for them. Yeah.
We'll see what happens with NBC's mid-season replacements. It's looking like if any of them are going to get pushed out, it's going to be Community.
Which is sad, because Outsourced is...
People are watching
Who
that.
Who is watching that show?
The same people that are watching Two and a Half Men and Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly. God, this stole my heart, Suki. Why are you doing that show? Suki!
It's NBC's answer to CBS pandering to the middleman.
That's true.
And it's working.
It's so working. here's another question I have for you.
Okay.
Why is it that all the shows that we really care about on the bubble all the time? I mean, maybe it's just my favorite shows, but it seems like everything I love gets canceled.
If we talk about this, you know we're going to sound really elitist, right? It's because the shows that we love aren't... They're not as easily accessible. They're niche. We like higher-brow comedies. We enjoy the 30 Rocks. We don't like the Mike and Molly's. We like our shows to make us think as well as entertain us. Fringe. It's not an accessible show because it deals with a lot of science fiction, all of this kind of parallel universes, all of this weird stuff that middle America isn't really interested in. So that's why they're going to go watch their procedurals that have been on forever because it's simple, it's episodic, and they don't have to think about it as much.
You were totally with people until you said highbrow comedy.
I know.
You're totally.
I know.
You're speaking. I was like, he's going to make it.
No, I couldn't. But I mean, that's not to say, even saying The Big Bang Theory is the best comedy on right now, it's a simple show.
Yeah.
There's not much serialization to it. The characters haven't grown that much in 4 years. If you were to take random episodes of this show, you wouldn't be able to tell that they were out of order that much, with the exception of Leonard and Penny being together. These characters don't really grow that much. It is such an episodic show, but it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it works. Sometimes it's okay. I'm not going to go watch 2.5 Men because I like Big Bang Theory, but every now and then, I just like something because it's simple and it's funny.
I hear Cougar Town's supposed to be good now, too.
And you know what? I have seen the beginnings of episodes, because it comes on after Modern Family, and I find myself chuckling and then turning off my television. I think if I were to give it the time of day, I think I would like it. Because I'm like, that's really funny, Cougar Town, but you're Cougar Town, and I'm not going to watch
it. Exactly. It's like, yeah, that's really funny, Cougar Town, and now I hate myself.
Yep. So I have to turn the TV off, but I've heard the same thing. I mean, and it's still here.
Yeah.
So I think if I really gave it a chance, I bet I would like it.